What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Cody here with the Cody Connection, and still trying new things out. This week, I'm going to actually record on the go because I'm in the car right now. And I had some things to do today, but I thought, well, you know what? I got a little bit of a drive ahead of me, so why not record a podcast from the car, you know? I haven't really done that before, so why not try to do that? So I'm recording this podcast from my phone. I hope you guys enjoyed the AI episode last week. You know, that was pretty wild. You know, I cloned my own voice, which is something I've never done before, and I've always wanted to kind of try it ever since I figured out you could do that. So, yeah, I thought it was pretty weird, to be honest, that I could do that. And to be honest, it didn't come out bad in my opinion. The site I use to clone my voice, if you guys are interested in that kind of thing, is 11labs.com. And this is not a sponsor or anything like that. This is the site I used to clone my voice, 11labs.com. You know, that's what I use to clone my voice. I recorded about a minute worth of audio, and it could instantly clone my voice. You could add more recordings to the profile to make it sound better, but for testing purposes, I just used a minute of recording to test it out. So, but yeah, if you're interested in that kind of thing, it's 11labs.com. I'm probably not going to use that too often, really. Because, like I said, you got to add more recordings to it and to make it better, the flow cohesively. I was pretty blown away how well it did, actually, because I know when voice cloning was in its early stages, it would be a couple words and then gibberish, you know, like boop boop boop, you know. I thought it was interesting. I definitely need some work, but AI is coming a long way, and it's pretty fascinating to me. If I sound a little nasally, it's because I've been sick for the past week, sinus issues, like congested is all hell. So I apologize if I sound nasally, sound sick and whatnot. You know, I'm on the road to getting better, and so I've been dealing with that this week. And, my apologies. I wanted to bring you guys a podcast. I wanted to talk about something today, and it's basically, about working, how things have changed over the last few years, and how it seems to me that nobody really wants to go out there and work. It's like there's all these jobs out there, but nobody really wants to work. So, everybody who's listening to this podcast right now has lived through the pandemic, COVID-19. And I personally believe that in one shape, well, way or form, everybody had COVID. Whether you were asymptomatic, whether you had the full-on symptoms of COVID, or you had mild symptoms. You know, everyone, I believe, was affected by COVID-19 in some way or form. And as for me, you know, I got COVID a couple of years back. I got the Omicron strain. And yeah, I mean, I just had very mild symptoms. I was tired, mostly, you know, kind of the same problems I'm having now. But yeah, man, I'm like, all I wanted to do really was sleep. You know, and I was so tired. But pre-COVID, everybody was working for the most part, I feel. Like, you know, even the fast food restaurants had workers, you know, and, I mean, yeah, they, I mean, not staffed capacity, but, you know, they could function, you know, they could function. But now, after COVID, you know, a lot of these places are struggling to get people, you know, struggling to get applications, it seems. It's like, what's going on, you know? And it's not just the fast food restaurants, it's your factories, you know. It just seems like a lot of people, a lot of businesses are struggling to get people to come work for them. And I don't know if COVID, like, came with, the, like, this long-term laziness syndrome before or what, but or maybe it's not laziness. Maybe it's just, like, maybe people are at that point where they just don't want to work, you know, 40 hours a week anymore, or where they don't want to, you know, go through that grind, that physical grind that you go through at a job. Maybe we're missing the whole picture here. You know, maybe it's not because people are lazy. Maybe it's because people just don't want to go through that Monday through Friday grind anymore. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I just think it's crazy that so many people have decided not to work anymore. It's like, how are these people paying their bills? You know, how are they getting by? You know? And I think there's a lot of online things that are making people money, you know? Like, you know, if you're a content creator, you know, like, you are on YouTube, you know, you make money off your videos with ads, or TikTok, you know, you're making money for TikTok content, or maybe you're a music artist and you get royalties from music, or well, maybe you're on OnlyFans, you know, and you post content and you get paid for it from your subscribers, you know, not knock anybody who does that, you know. That'd be you do you. Yeah, but there's just, like, so many online stuff that you can do to make money now. You know, or, you know, you can work remotely, you know, because that's what a lot of people started doing as a result of the pandemic, was work from home, you know. So, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of new things that have popped up, you know, as a result of COVID, you know, that you didn't even think that was possible before. But, you know, the pandemic changed a lot of things. And, you know, I mean, you had Walmart that was 24/7. And now Walmart's not even 24/7 anymore. I mean, it might be in other states in the United States, but here, it ain't 24/7 no more. And people wish they would bring that back. Like, oh, I wish Walmart was 24/7 again. Yeah, I don't think Walmart's ever going to do that again, to be honest. I think this is going to be the new thing. I feel like Walmart, the reason why they're not going to go back to 24/7 is because they think that it's going to cut down the theft. But I don't know. I feel like theft is going to happen regardless whether they're 24/7 or not. So, but yeah, I mean, people are just in a different headspace these days. You know, we're tired of being dictated to. We're tired of feeling a certain way, you know. And, you know, you got people telling us how to think and how to act and what to feel about something. And when it comes to working, you know, I just feel like people just don't want to go through that grind anymore. They don't want to work, you know, 5, 6, 7 days a week anymore. Now, I don't blame them. I know. I really don't blame them. But you have to go out there and make some kind of money. I mean, if you're a single person, you have no kids or anything like that, if you want to laze around somewhere, then you know, be my guest, you know. But if you have kids, you know, a wife, husband, you know, you got to go out there and provide. Now, I mean, not necessarily provide. Well, yeah, you got to provide for your spouse, but, you know, your spouse might have their own job too. But, yeah, you got to provide for your children, you know. Yeah, because how are they supposed to have clothes on their back, food to eat? I just don't understand how these people are getting by without working. And of course, there's illegal means to, you know, such as drug dealing, prostitution, you know, and, you know, I mean, it is what it is. People are going to do that kind of thing because it's the easy way to go about things. Not saying it's right, not saying, you know, well, I mean, well, it's definitely not right to deal drugs or to be a prostitute or anything like that, but, you know, I mean, but it's not a legitimate way to make money. It's not. But people still do it. And the end result is going to jail, you know. And if you're a drug dealer, especially, you know, there's only two ways out: jail or death. In most cases, especially consent, you know, I guess it depends on how deep you are into it. But yeah, man, and like I don't know. Maybe we're missing the bigger picture. You know, maybe there's been some kind of spiritual, mental shift in people to where they're like, no, we ain't gonna do this no more. We ain't gonna go work, you know, in a dead-end job anymore. We're not gonna go, you know, bust our ass at the factories anymore. We're not gonna work at McDonald's or Burger King anymore. No, fuck all that. We're not going to do it no more. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the point that people are at. I can't say for sure, but I'm just looking into why it's like that now. And then I saw a TikTok a while back ago, maybe about a year ago. This older guy, you know, he was talking about that philosophy that young people don't want to work at, you know, the 18, 19, 20 some year olds don't want to work. And he's like, that's not true. You know, because I know a lot of young people who want to work, but they don't want to work for shit wages. Well, I think that's everybody. We don't want to work for shit pay. I mean, right now in my job, you know, I make a pretty decent amount of money. But I cannot see myself going back to making $12 an hour as a shift manager at McDonald's. I couldn't fathom that anymore, man. But yeah, that's why I was getting paid.
back in 2019 when I left was $12 an hour. And I bet you now managers at McDonald's, especially on the West Coast, make much more money than that. As, you know, in that same position. And all regular crew members are making $15 an hour. So managers, they gotta be making anywhere from like 18 to 20 some dollars an hour, at least. I mean, like, it's just, all things have changed. And the world continues to change. I mean, because life was just like normal before the pandemic. You know, you could go to Walmart any time of the day. You know, you can go at 2 o'clock in the morning to Walmart if you wanted to. You know, some restaurants stay open late. You know, there's just certain things that you could do pre-COVID that you can't do now. But then again, you know, you can work the wage I was working and live fine. And that's because the cost of living isn't what it is now. Because the cost of living, especially in the United States, is outrageous. Outrageous. You know, groceries are just through the roof right now, man. Car insurance rates are through the roof. Gas prices are through the roof. Everything just through the roof right now. Cost of living is a joke. Like, where I live right now in Indiana, well, the cost of living, here's the thing. My wife and I, we pay $650 a month for rent. But before, we were paying almost $1,000 for rent in the townhouse we were living in. Like, it was ridiculous. And in the townhouse, that place wasn't worth, you know, the amount of rent that we were paying to it. Because the thing about it is, the landlords that we were dealing with, or I should say the property company we were dealing with, they were completely upfront and honest about the rent. Because, you know, we were moving from Arizona to here in Indiana. So we got the place, we got the place while we were still living in Arizona, because we were like about a month away when we got the place, and I think at this point I'll never do this again. You know, I wasn't able to check out the place before we got it. And if I would have done that, then I would have never agreed to, sign a lease. But anyhow, so when we got there, the place was dirty. It was not cleaned. The maintenance people left their stuff behind. And, yeah, that was a horrible experience. Especially, you know, having at the time, 2-year-old. And, yeah, man, it was just, well, no, he wasn't even 2 yet when we moved in there. He was about to turn 2. But, yeah, man, it was just, it was awful. So, yeah, like I said, when we got the place, yeah, it just wasn't clean. You had fucking
It looked like paint chips or something like that in the kitchen sink.
Yeah, and then the carpet upstairs,
in one of the rooms, it looked like there was like old, like dog shit, stains, So my wife and I, we had to clean the place ourselves pretty much, and I raised hell with the property management company, and they were just making excuses like, she tried to clean that floor up and she couldn't get the stains out. I don't think she even tried cleaning it at all, It, like I said, it was horrible, and we weren't the only people who fell into this trap, because the base rent was $875 a month, but you had to pay the property management company the water bill and the trash and the sewage. So it all came out to practically almost $1,000 a month. Ridiculous. But now we live in a much nicer place, and the rent's only $650 a month. Well, the cost of living in the United States, it's ridiculous. Because I know elsewhere, apartments, even for a one-bedroom apartment, it can be like $1,500, give or take. So, it's bad everywhere, really. Anywhere you go, rent's outrageous, and it's almost impossible to get a house, too. Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs that the United States of America is going through right now. And, the only people to really blame is the people who are running the country. But I don't want to get into politics on the podcast, because this is not what this podcast is for. But yeah, man, it was just the world. I don't know what it's like elsewhere in the world. I don't know what it's like, in other countries, but in the United States specifically, you have all these jobs available. People aren't applying to these jobs. Rent's outrageous. The housing market's horrible. And this all happened post-COVID. The pandemic changed a lot of things. Not just health-wise, but just the way we're living. But people are saying people are lazy and they don't want to work. Well, is that really the case, though? Are they lazy and don't want to get a job, or do they just not want to slave away anymore? Because in my opinion, if you can make money from podcasting, from YouTube, TikTok, OnlyFans, if you will, or if you're an artist and you make money off royalties and stuff like that, if you're able to live comfortably, pay your bills, pay your rent, pay your house by doing online stuff or remote work or whatever the case may be, or maybe have an online business. If that's what's helping pay the bills, then do it. You don't have to go get a factory job or go work in fast food. But it makes you wonder, how are these people getting by? How are they able to live not working a job? That's just, the big question that I pose. But I think over the last few years, you've seen a lot of eye-opening things in the world. A lot of eye-opening things. That everything's not as it seems. And then you have migrants coming over from Mexico or from Guatemala or wherever.
coming to the United States and they're, you know, getting employment, that these jobs that nobody wants to work. Like, is it a point where these corporations are greedy? They're just too greedy. They don't want to pay their workers. And maybe that's why they're not getting the employees. Because I'm telling you what, right now, man, in today's world, people know that they can't work a $15 an hour job or a $12 an hour job or basically anything below $16 an hour. They know that they're not going to be able to get by on that. They know they won't be able to. It's just not going to cut it in today's world. Not with the price of everything, you know, not with the price of groceries and gas and all that. Not with the hyperinflation that's happening. So I think the corporations of America need to start paying their people more money. They need to start doing it. But they probably won't, because, you know, all the executives want to make their money. They want to make all the money they can. And then somebody in the office gets their, you know, $50,000 bonus or however much they get. I mean, the world's surrounded by greed. Greed. And it's sad. Yeah, you got all this money. And they all want to keep it to for themselves. I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to keep it all for themselves. And they... And that's the gap between the rich and the poor is wider than it ever has been before. But if you got someone like, you know, me, I mean, yeah, I'm still paying my bills and I'm getting by, but I don't have that money that I can just go out and spend whatever I want. You know what I mean? I don't have it like that. You know? And someone who has even worse than me, let's say they're making $10 an hour at McDonald's or whatever the case may be. $10, $11 an hour. Yeah, they're struggling pretty bad. Yeah, it's just, we're at a point in our world today that it's hard. People are losing their houses, becoming homeless, able to pay their bills because of how outrageous everything is. And it's sad, you know? It should not be like that. Everybody should be thriving. Everyone should be getting better. But instead, we're getting worse. And stuff like that, it makes people turn to crime, you know, and they do things that they normally would not do. And they lose themselves in the process. I mean, let's say you know a guy named Joe, and Joe's a nice guy. You know, very warm personality. You know, he's a guy that you would love to hang out with on a normal, regular basis. You know, maybe go to the bar with him, watch the game with him. You know, and Joe is just a really cool guy. But Joe fell on hard times. He got laid off from his job. Can't pay his bills. Can't pay his electric bill. He's behind on mortgage payments. This guy who's connected to cocaine. You know, and so Joe gets into contact with this dude, and he's like, hey, I want to learn how to sell drugs. You know, I need a buddy. So then Joe starts selling coke just to make some money. And something that Joe would not normally do, but because of the circumstances of the world, he feels like he has no other option. Yeah, it's very bad, you know. It kind of makes me feel like maybe the best thing for me and my family would be to just leave America, you know what I mean? I mean, we'll see how the next election turns out, but if it goes one way, then I know that it's going to get worse. You know, and I mean, I've seen Americans just, you know, up and just start over in a new country. Go to France, go to Canada, Thailand. Which Thailand, man, that place right there, man, that might be a place to go. I've seen so many great things about Thailand. But, yeah, I mean, the world just, it's a sad state of affairs that's going on right now in our world. But I want to pose the question to you guys now. What do you think about people not working normal jobs? Do you think that was because of COVID, because of the pandemic, how the world is? Or do you think people are just lazy now and they just don't want to work? And they're just not going out there and applying for jobs because they don't want to work for whatever reason? Let me know what you think. Because I would really like to know everyone's opinion on this particular subject. But I want to thank you guys for listening and connecting with me here on the podcast. And I will talk to you all next week.